Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Gordon Chang back on the show. Gordon is a 14-year member of our Brain Trust. And he's the author of The Nuclear Showdown. He's the Coming Collapse of China also. But you can find him on Twitter at GordonGChang.com. At GordonGChang.com. Please check him out there. He's been hanging out with us for a long time. He's one of the top leaders, thought leaders on geopolitics in the world, and he's our good friend Gordon. Welcome back.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So, Gordon, give us an update on where things are with the pandemic, and especially in China. You know, if we can go back in the beginning, if I'm not mistaken, China understood that they had a problem with the coronavirus release, the accidental release of what I consider to be a weaponized virus. They understood they had a problem in Wuhan. They locked down their country, and of course, there's all kind of controversy about whether they intentionally allowed it to spread around the world or not. But what happened then in China, and what's happening now with the virus?
Yeah. What happened then was that Xi Jinping, the Chinese ruler, did two things. First of all, for at least 5 weeks, he was lying about the transmissibility of the disease. He knew it was highly contagious. He told the world it was not. At the same time, he was forcing countries to accept passengers and arrivals from China without restrictions and quarantines. At the same time, he was locking down his own country in Wuhan and surrounding cities. So that meant
he was strong-arming the World Health Organization to be his bidding in the media.
That's right, because the way that he was talking to the world about contagiousness was through the WHO, which issued two statements, January 9 and January 14th of last year, telling the world that the disease was not contagious. So by locking down his own country, he thought that he was stopping the spread of the disease, and by forcing other countries to not impose travel restrictions and quarantines, he was thinking that he was spreading the disease. Because he knew it was contagious, he told the world it was not. There's only one interpretation that fits the facts, and that is that he maliciously spread this disease beyond mm-hmm. China's borders.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're asked about the present time. China seems mostly to have gotten over it. We don't know a lot because they don't tell us. But one thing we do know, Jim, and that is even though they had a head start of months in developing a vaccine, they don't have a vaccine which is both effective and proven safe. They're not telling us about their underlying data, so we don't know whether it's safe. And people in China are not getting vaccinated, which is really interesting.
Wow.
And there's a number of reasons behind that, but compare that to the United States, where we've got three vaccines that are highly effective.
So far.
And proven
three
safe.
So far.
Three so far. And that really means that in the long run, the U.S. will recover faster than China. Although China has gotten a head start on us, without the vaccines, it is really in trouble.
Yeah. Well, this is very interesting, and you know this thing, because of China's demographic makeup, their cultural situation. If this thing ever did break out, it could decimate that country, couldn't it?
Yeah, well, it did decimate the country. I mean, we don't know how many people
really
were infected, how many people died there. I mean, they tell us, for instance, that they've got about 4,600 deaths. That is clearly
that's impossible, isn't it?
That is virtually impossible.
I mean Midtown Manhattan had that many deaths. I'm being a little bit facetious. I don't mean to be cruel, but I mean, that's ridiculous.
No, It is ridiculous because what we know happened in Wuhan and surrounding cities and what happened elsewhere across China. So clearly they are lying about this. And the World Health Organization, it just is not helping the world understand what occurred in China because they're just propagating Chinese narrative. Whatever Beijing says, the WHO says. And the reason why that's important is because President Trump took us out of that organization correctly. And Biden, in his first hours in office, put us back in, which was a horrible mistake because WHO is responsible in large measure for what's happened in this country about coronavirus.
Yep.
And we should not be rejoining that organization.
I completely agree with that. And it sent a very sad and unfortunate and maybe dangerous signal of weakness to Xi Jinping in China. And we're going to come back. We're going to take that a little bit further to the next step. And talk about geography, not just about to politics and media, but geography. What's the next challenge that America and the world is going to have out of China? With Gordon Chang after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.